What makes deep-fried Oreos slash Twinkies so popular? Although the thick, deep-fried Oreos slash deep-fried Twinkies, which combine sweet and savory flavors, may not be the healthiest treat, it is acceptable to indulge in them occasionally because they taste so great and are so simple to create. For good reason, Oreos are typically regarded as one of the unhealthiest foods. Just out of the packaging, an Oreo cookie has roughly 54 calories. The calorie count more than doubles when it is battered and deep-fried in hot oil. About 125 calories are in one deep-fried Oreo. And who can truly limit oneself to just one? On a typical plate of deep-fried Oreos slash Twinkies at a fair, up to 5 Oreo cookies can be found, totaling about 900 calories. Deep-fried Oreos used to be a common fare and festival dish. However, because they are easy to make and good to eat, they are now popular among home cooks and may be found in some restaurants. Making the meal is easy. Cookies are coated in a batter resembling pancake batter before being fried in vegetable oil. Either a deep fryer or a regular frying pan may be employed. Additionally, an air fryer can be used to make them, but they must first be lined with parchment paper and sprayed with non-stick frying spray before use. Both the deep-fried Oreo cookies and the deep-fried butter, which are made from the same batter, go well together. Because butter has about 100 calories per tablespoon even before it is covered in batter and cooked, this deep-fried delicacy is bad for people who are watching their weight and fat intake. Deep-fried treats like Oreos and butter will disappear quickly once they are made. What exactly are deep-fried Oreos? Deep-fried Oreos are, as the name suggests, Oreo cookies that have been cooked in oil. The confectioner's sugar is then sifted on top just before serving. Unlike other fried foods, the deep-fried Oreo recipes have a crunchy outside and a creamy cream interior. After reading this much, we can only feel our mouths water, right? We eagerly await reading the recipe to prepare them at home. How to make deep-fried Oreos slash deep-fried Twinkies at home. Ingredients. Take 8 Oreo cookies to start. Next, add a cup of flour. 2 tablespoons of cornmeal are added next. Then, 2 teaspoons of sugar. After that, a cup of milk. A cup of baking and pancake mix is added next. 3 cups of breadcrumbs are added next. The Oreo powder, 2 tablespoons later. Then, a large egg. Then 1 teaspoon of pure vanilla extract. For non-stick cooking, spray next. Then, sugar was used to dust confections. Deep frying Oreos is not a difficult process. With a few relatively straightforward and readily available ingredients, you can make them at home with ease. Fried cookies that have just been baked don't need to be frozen. While you wait, put 1 cup of water in a large dish and add the full container of crumbs deep fried mix. In a 3-quart pot over a moderate burner, 5 cups of oil are melted to a temperature of 300 degrees. One at a time, dip your favorite sweets into the mixture, taking care to completely cover both sides. One at a time, place the coated cookies into the heated oil and cook until the edges are all crisp and browned. To remove any remaining oil, separate them and lay them on a tissue that can absorb moisture. What are the prominent flavors in deep-fried Oreos slash deep-fried Twinkies? To see the inside of an Oreo cookie beneath the thick chocolate coating, one must first bite off the side of a deep-fried cookie. The inclusion significantly improves the vanilla flavor of the milk chocolate and butter cookie. Even though fried Oreos have a greater flavor, the crumbs mix fried Oreos are acceptable. Due to their crispy exterior and creamy interior, Oreos that have been deep-fried are quite savory. The ingredients in deep-fried Oreos include wheat, milk, soy, eggs, and others. Eggs are one of the main components. You might want to look up the ingredients if you don't consume eggs. What are some of the major tips to consider while making deep-fried Twinkies? Keep the following recommendations in mind when deep-frying Oreos. 1. Any Oreo, even the double-stuffed version, will work in this recipe. 2. This batter can be used to produce fried candy bars and Twinkies in addition to other fried treats. 3. To completely envelop the cookies, the dough must be sufficiently thick. If the batter is dripping off the cookies, gradually add additional pancake mix until the mixture is the proper consistency. In the end, sprinkle confectioner's sugar over the deep-fried Oreos or Twinkies shortly before serving to give your next snack even more flavor and crunch. Their biggest advantage is eliminating the uncertainty of making deep-fried Oreos. Simply put, they are perfect for all kinds of occasions. Regardless of the occasion, whether it be a get-together, a child's birthday party, an anniversary, or anything else. For those who are always lured to sweets, this meal is the ideal snack. So, good luck.